Welcome to the Crossroads of Liberty.
All right, so today we have a special guest known as Daddy. I mean, Libertarian Renegade. Yeah. So.
Hello.
Howdy.
Hi.
Come on, say guys. Hi, everyone. Hi. You guys suck. Anyway, so we're going to get to know Papa here. And get talking about some recent events that he was involved in, and yeah. So you wanna introduce yourself, sir?
Yes, I'm Libertarian Renegade. People know me mostly because of the group chats that I made. You can find me on Instagram, Libertarian_Renegade, if you don't know me. And yeah, so I think we're gonna do background first.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so I got into the Liberty Movement when I was like, I don't know, really young, probably like 14, 15. And it was really Ron Paul. My dad actually worked on Ron Paul's, he was a volunteer for his campaign in 2012. So that was a big influence. But up until then, I was pretty much a neocon. I'm sure I got a similar story, just like everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wanted to join the military. That was everything. I joined cadet programs when I was 12 years old. I worked my way up through that, got more and more into the military, and eventually applied to a couple of military academies. I ended up pulling the brakes like last second though, because my beliefs and just how like quickly things are progressing here in America right now. And I don't think being in the military is going to help me forward my cause of liberty, freedom, constitutionalism. That's pretty much how I got here. But mostly it was people online, Adam Kokesh, people like that changing my mind. So that's also where I realized the power of the internet and all this.
Nice.
Definitely.
What was I gonna say? I'm so sorry. All right. So, going back, was it last month? You and I, were both at the New Hampshire rally, right? New Hampshire
right.
QA rally.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about that a little bit, or?
Yeah, so I heard about it through a guy, Granite State, New Hampshire, I think his Instagram is, something like that. But me and him were talking for a while, trying to get people to go, obviously making use of my Snapchat groups. Mm-hmm. And we got like, I don't know, how many people do you think we had, Joey?
Us personally?
In our group.
Maybe like at 15 to 20?
Yeah. Maybe more? Like 15 to 20.
Which is still pretty good for a small event like that. So.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, there was, what, maybe 200 total?
Right. Yeah, like 200, 300.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so we were obviously outnumbered by the Trump people, but we made a presence. And it wasn't just us. There were other people we actually saw at the rally who were definitely more, you know, our speed.
So. Yeah, there was this guy giving out the Boogaloo pamphlets. That was pretty cool. He was,
that
like,
was
dressed
awesome.
In like full gear. That was really cool.
Yep, those pamphlets were really, really useful too. I have the file. I'm gonna share it with people because that was a really, when I was just walking around there, just talking to people, and then I got handed a pamphlet out of nowhere that said like, what is the Boogaloo? What is this? What is that? Like answering all these people's questions. I was like, because that really struck me when he handed me that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What the Boogaloo is, what it's not, what kind of people are part of it. That was nice. And, there was also an organization that's run by, I think, veterans that were giving out free mags. So that was even cooler.
Yeah, that was pretty nice.
Yeah.
Everybody got one of those. So, that was great.
Yeah.
There were so many of those.
Tactical, is the name of the company that was doing that. So yeah. If you ever go to New Hampshire, give them a shout out.
Definitely.
May I ask a question for the viewers of the podcast? Why were you guys protesting at New Hampshire? Were you just there to say, hey, we support the Second Amendment? Or were you there because maybe a law was going to be passed?
There were a few laws, yeah. Background checks, I think, was one of them.
Banning of training grounds, getting rid of ranges. I think, what's mag capacity part of it, I think?
Mag capacity, yep.
Banning of, quote-unquote, like assault rifles and all the other jazz that liberal sophists always want to fall back on. So
yeah, absolutely. Yeah, whole slew of things.
Yeah. But I mean, we met a lot of good people.
Definitely.
Had some good food, good drinks.
Yep. Went to that gun show. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, the gun show is nice. To have a place where there are no background checks, and that's like a normal everyday thing or every weekend thing, where like I could have gotten like a bolt action rifle for $200, and that's just amazing. That's like what the 2A and well gun rights in general is all about, just being able to go buy what you want. And not have to worry about being harassed by some bureaucrat or some blue boy.
So, yeah, you could have gotten that Tommy gun they had there.
Yeah, they did have a Tommy gun, but that was a little too expensive.
Yeah.
for my prep for coronavirus fund. So. Mm. Good.
I guess I'm just gonna ask a quick question. Do you think that New Hampshire rally really solidified what we have as a community, or not so much?
I think it meant a lot for the Northeast, at least, because up here we're kind of, I don't know. We're not like close. So having that just one extra meetup, or I can meet a couple extra people that are on the same side as me, then yeah. I think that means a lot. But at big picture, I don't think that rally is really going to affect legislation. I think it's more about just bringing a community together, and by doing that, that's what strengthens the community.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yep. The same thing with Virginia, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Virginia didn't do much like law-wise, but in the end it was bringing community together, and that's always
good. Right. Exactly.
Yeah, like it showed that we're at least willing to do something.
Yeah, like we'll get off our butts. Yeah, we'll get in our cars. Yeah. Like it's the least we can do. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And and getting used to doing that now. I mean, this is obviously just going to keep getting worse and worse. I think you guys just probably saw that video I posted today of the Colorado rally, where that. Yep, I bet everybody's seen that because that was insane. That is tyranny. I mean, that is tyranny in a video. It's crazy.
Yeah, but most people be thanking the officer for doing their job. He should have followed the law first.
Right.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, the Nazis were just doing their job too. You know?
But this is different. These aren't Nazis. They don't have the swastikas, guys. Like you can't just
red-blooded Americans.
Yeah.
I actually have a question for you guys, because all the comments on that for me, they were like, oh, people should have stepped in and like helped him and stuff. But like, really think about it. Like, I don't know what you guys think, and this is my question, but personally, I don't think that somebody or everybody stepping in would have made the situation like better.
I think it would have in the long run. Like, he would have gotten arrested if the people did step in no matter what. But at the end of the day, he still was using his First Amendment rights, and the First Amendment doesn't go away because there's a quarantine in place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not gonna go into my drastic personal opinions on it, but I feel the crowd should have done something, but
Rather than just stand around, like,
they were doing.
And like, oh, he's getting arrested. Do something. Like, shout. I mean, someone was probably shouting in the video. I watched it with sound off.
There were a couple, or like a good amount of cars driving by that were honking. Yeah. So that was, I guess, in solidarity and whatnot. Realistically, like, the most that, like, I guess from a purely, like, a moral and ethical standpoint, I would say, yeah, people step in and, like, do something, like, do what you gotta do to, like, get the tyrants off the guy. But then what would that mean? That would literally mean having a standoff with police, and most people don't want to do that.
Yeah, I'm gonna go on. That's what libertarians, renegades' whole point of these group chats were. It's almost as a first response thing, almost. Hey, we need people over here. So if this is really gonna go down, what he did is the most perfect thing for this, for what we're trying to do.
Yeah.
Something I think we can do to prevent situations like that from happening again is, this guy, he was just standing there alone, open carrying, in a place where you're not allowed to. Okay, that's great and all. I love civil disobedience. I mean, that's all I'm about. But the thing is, it was just one person doing it. So that's what created the opportunity for them to arrest him. Well, if everybody was doing that, then it would be a totally different situation.
Yeah. There's safety in numbers. I mean, that's with any protest. I mean, more people you have in it, the less chance that an individual's you as an individual will get arrested. Because
and the more people you have, the more, I guess, heartstrings you're going to pull. And yes, I know they're cops. Yes, we know, we joke about them not having hearts and being, tyrants and whatnot. But in the end, they're still people. And, like, if you have to crack, 100 skulls, that's going to be a lot harder to do than one guy.
Yeah, sure.
So,
I mean, with, just going back to before the heartstrings thing, with any protest, Second Amendment or just not armed, just some, like, random protest, like, oh, they raised my, fucking taxes or some shit like that, and it gets violent, you see, like, in, I think it was Charleston, what was that, one rally.
About the
Charlottesville?
Charlottesville, yeah. That was about the Confederate statues getting taken down, and people were like, you can't just erase history because you don't like it.
Yeah, but the main thing with that, at least for our purpose, like, the race and history thing, that's a whole different topic, but you see with that, most people didn't get arrested. Like, even if they committed violence, because you have safety with numbers.
Yeah.
Or, like, one or two ringleaders might be arrested, but you as an average individual do not, like, have any fear. Unless you, like, directly assault a police officer just going straight at them, and then they take you around, and then you get shot. But, I mean, like, just, like, that stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know where I got that rant from.
Yeah, also, so I think... I can't say this for a fact, but I think they're doing an open carry rally, same location, in a few weeks.
Oh, cool.
That's like a good idea.
In New Hampshire?
No, in Colorado, where that video happened, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Right?
Cool. That's good.
Let's see how that goes, yeah.
That's actually really, really awesome how quickly that stuff gains traction.
Yeah.
Well, people are waking up. I mean, that's why we call this a movement. Like, maybe we can't see it day to day, but trust me, people are waking up. Like,
this isn't just a movement. This is a revolution. And I mean that in the most, philosophical, nonviolent way I can.
Right. But it's a conscious thing.
This is our new enlightenment. And
exactly. And you know what I think kicked a lot of this off was the Epstein thing. Because you can just go so deep into that and just see how plainly and obviously that they, like, and how corrupt they are just for the sake of being corrupt. And and I think that a lot of people are seeing that and they're just losing faith in authority in general.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's real Damn, he committed suicide, though.
I don't even think he's dead.
Same.
In the Bahamas somewhere.
He's back on his island.
No, he's back on his island. Did you see that Reddit post too? I'm gonna try to pull it up and bring up the link. They found him back on his island. They took a drone and sent it back. Let me look at my save.
Interesting.
There was the.
I saw one of his bank accounts went back online.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
Also his wife, or one of the co-conspirators. I don't know if it was his wife, but like his number two. She's in like Brazil or something with a SEAL team protecting her or something like that. So sounds like that's where Epstein would want to be personally. Yeah. That's where I think he is.
Epstein's in one of the tunnels, all the tunnels going underneath the United States. That's where there's putting everyone. That's where Tom Hanks is right now.
He's probably underneath the desk, under Trump's desk, and giving him a little Monica Lewinsky, probably.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding. Trump's too old for him.
How old is Trump? How old is he?
I don't know, like 70-something?
Late 70s, I think. 78,
79?
Damn.
I think 78.
He's an old
How old is Bernie?
73.
Oh, Bernie's, shit. I think, 80-something.
Yeah.
83 or something. Is...
Yeah.
Bernie is 78.
Damn. Biden looks worse than all of them.
Amen.
Biden's brain is worse than all of them.
Biden is 7.
Hey, man. Corn Pop was a real bad dude, all right?
He was. I mean, he was terrible. He knocked Biden once in the head. See what happened?
Do you want me to go a little deeper into the Snapchat stuff?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Yeah, so if you have no idea what these are, basically, a couple months ago this summer, I started making these chats. So at first it was just like regions, and it's all on Snapchat. So add me on Snapchat if you want to get involved. But basically it's grown over the years to where it is right now. And right now we have at least, this is the last time I counted, which was like a month ago, but we have like at least 2,000 people in the chats.
Wow.
Yep, we have all 50 states.
Nice. Wait.
Yeah, even Alaska.
Alaska?
Wow.
Alaska and Hawaii. Wyoming? Even Wyoming.
What? There's people in Wyoming?
There are two people. No, I'm kidding. There's actually a good group in California? Wyoming.
We should unite the 3%ers with our movement. Because I don't know if there's any real 3%ers with the Facebook groups or any of the Snapchat posts.
3%ers? Oh, boy.
Yeah. I've started kind of advertising the groups on Facebook a little bit just to see if, like, people are – if that crowd – because I know people on Facebook are a little bit older, and Snapchat's not really their thing. Mm-hmm. But I've gotten some ads from it.
You should do, like, a group that is on Facebook and has just everybody.
Yeah, I could do that. I mean,
yeah. Try and get your Discord a little bit more up. Try and get your Discord a little bit more active, because you can have about, like, I think it's like almost 100,000 people in a server, which is wicked, like a lot, but like it's a lot easier to like get a large group of people without having to navigate like all of, you know, the Facebook pages and whatnot.
Just one kind of place you can announce things. Well, hey, my Snapchat story has become really useful because everybody looks at their stories, and I think people know that I don't just post like anything. I post a little bit about like who I am, so people know I'm not like, you know, what everybody assumes I am because I ask for their information.
Oh,
but,
picture. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
I'm just glad I got in before that.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I can talk about that too for a while. So I do have a vetting process on these groups. And for a while I was asking people for, I was asking people for pictures of themselves. And I did that because I didn't really know how else I could gauge it. So I was kind of just asking people for like pictures of themselves, and then I would kind of use my own intuition.
The logic behind that one?
What's that?
The logic behind it, like picture.
Well, basically, it was just I would look at it, and And then, yeah, exactly. And then I've actually gotten some hilarious pictures. I'll tell you guys about that later. But most of them were middle fingers. But yeah, but basically the rationale was that, first of all, a Fed might not want me to have their face. Or somebody who, not necessarily a Fed, really just like anybody who wanted to do negative things in the chat probably wouldn't want me to have their face. A picture is hard to falsify, you know, especially on Snapchat. There are ways to do it, but it's a lot of work just to take a picture of yourself. So that was part of it. Part of it was just, I feel like I could spot one, you know.
They look like a Fed.
Yep. I can't tell you how many people I blocked.
They look like a criminal.
Fed radar is going off.
Yep. Hey, that's just part of it. Hey, like, I gotta have some sort of vetting. Right.
Probably a Fed.
Well, actually, we actually do have, I've heard there's one actual police officer who is not acting under police, like, you know, jurisdiction. He's just in the chats, like, and people are aware of it, and he tells them, and it's all right. It's no big deal.
You know it?
So I wouldn't want to be in the chat personally.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, yeah. Everybody has like their thing, but this chat was like, you know, they were all right with it. So.
Yeah.
Very. Like it's a... Go ahead. Sorry. Go ahead.
No. Go. Go.
I was just going to say, it's very, like, we don't talk about anything we shouldn't be, so we're not afraid of cops being in there. And that's the whole idea. We're operating in the light, because if we're in the dark, it's even sketchier and draws more attention that we don't need or warrant.
Well, so. Word gets around in the underground.
That's true. Very true. But
yeah,
for like California, states like California, like when you ask, like, is there a chat for California? That's like what most people ask. I got a lot of DMs like, yeah, like, oh, is there a chat for California? Because, you know, there doesn't seem to be many of us out here, but there's a lot. And especially in LA, there's tons of people. I've got like 3 chats for that area.
Huh.
Oh, wow.
Yep. It's crazy.
Yeah.
There's a lot more of us than you'd expect at first glance.
Yep. Yeah. And that's what I wanted to do with these snap groups was show people that I bet like within 10 miles of every single one of you is another one of you. And I just wanted to like show that to people so they had a little bit more faith in what this was. So.
Yeah. I mean, when I first became like a libertarian ANCAP, I didn't really think there was anyone with my political beliefs like within my state, to be completely honest.
As I went into libertarianism, I really didn't know if there was anybody else, like, period.
Yeah.
And then I started finding people, and I was like, okay, so I'm not the only one. It's a small thing. And then I found a group, and I was like, oh, it's a local thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just felt, I felt that responsibility. Like, I hope people with big followings like me feel that same responsibility to the people who follow them, because we have this ability to do things like this. And I just hope more people start seeing that, like, follower count doesn't matter, but it enables you to do so much more. So you should use that.
Yeah.
I mean, because if you have zero followers, but you have the greatest ideas, like, it's not going to reach that many people.
Exactly. Yep. And you'll see on my page, like, sometimes, you know, I'm reaching, like, in a different direction, kind of, with my post. And obviously that's just to bring in more people, and I think that's what more people should be doing instead of I think we get too much like an echo chamber, you know. So
We shouldn't really be gatekeeping like just the anarcho-capitalists. We should allow a little more of the anarchists then, you know.
Yeah, like
except
like,
for the anarchists left, no. They're not coming in.
You're not even an ANCAP, are you? Lib?
I'm
Oh yeah, I'm not. I'm a minarchist. Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you guys want to talk about that, I'm down, because I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. Because my main thing, because I consider myself like a philosophical, you know, like I think that anarchy is beautiful. Like the idea of it is great.
Mm-hmm.
but I just don't see it ever happening in our life. And I see it, like the first experiment on the Constitution went well, and it did decrease the size of government when you're looking at big picture stuff. It did. So I think that what we're going to see again is another experiment on the same lines, just even smaller. And that's how you get a society into anarchy. You can't just cut it. You know, you got to like work your way there. But
the new American that's... experiment.
Yep.
James, you want to bring out the Spooner argument?
Oh boy, do you just want me to go with his standard take on the Constitution, or what do you want me to tell?
That's what I was thinking. And by the way, I just got that book in today. So,
which one? Let's abolish government.
Yes, sir.
Hell yeah. I told you.
Is the Spooner argument that it's just a piece of paper?
No, he also made that argument. But the argument Joey's referencing is where he said that the Constitution either gave us the tyrannical government we have today, or it was incapable of stopping it. But either way, it has no right to exist. And basically, just saying that everyone says like, "Oh, the Constitution, it's made to hold the government back," but it doesn't work. And Murray Rothbard actually covers this in Anatomy of the State, where he covers why the checks and balance system, the balance of powers, really can't really do anything. Because when you allow these three groups of people and say, okay, all three of you groups have to limit each other, just as they can limit each other, they can all also empower each other. And they're much more incentivized to do that. So the Supreme Court can be like, hey, Congress, you help us out here. We'll make some rulings that benefit you. And then the president can be like, hey, Congress, you allow me to start my own wars, then I'll scratch your back and pass more of your laws that increase spending. And you have this contradiction, because you have people that say, why do we need government? Oh, we need government because people are inherently bad. Okay, well, if people are inherently bad, then why are you going to put them in charge of a government? So, and then if people are inherently good, they don't need a government. So it kind of relies on a theory that I think contradicts itself to some way. And then also with the Spoon, Lysander Spooner made a great point with his fact that it didn't do anything. Because if you look at the, we started with the, as Dave Smith likes to say in his intro, we started with the smallest government in history, and now we have the largest government the world has ever seen, and didn't even take 300 years.
Yeah.
And
like, what I'm going to add on to what James is saying is the tripod is like the worst thing. Like, if you kick one leg out, it's all going to fall over. That comes to the three things of the judicial branch, the executive branch, and the congressional branch. If one falls out, once two of them group up, the other part of the democracy is screwed, or the republic is screwed over. So maybe if there is like there was more like more branches to the government, maybe then there
that'd create a lot more problems, Zach.
It create a lot more, but right now, like right now, before the never mind, go on.
Well, I mean, they already have their many branches. They have their multi-legged, I guess, tripod, for lack of better words, through bureaucracy. Then you have that all reinforced by local government, by state government, federal government, and then the UN. I mean, everyone knows the UN's a piece of shit, but still, we'd have those resolutions that we supposedly, you know, enforce and whatnot. So we have our multiple branches across multiple planes of government, and it's not working.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, there's also some heavy corporatism, because there's another thing a lot of people don't really know, because it's not, this isn't even something like libertarians talk about. It's just not something people talk about, but there's a really funny book you can get. It's called How to Become a Federal Criminal.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy basically just peeled through the law books and found a bunch of ridiculous laws that were like federal felonies. They're not like, there's weird state laws where it's like you can't have a horse in your swimming pool. Like, there's a bunch of dumb laws that people put like on trivia sites and stuff.
Yeah, I read one of those laws. It's like it's a little to bring like an alpaca over the border without, like, it's like a federal felony that can land you a lot of time in jail for bringing an alpaca over the border. Just stupid shit like that. Right.
There's a lot of really...
So is everybody really
weird laws like that? So basically what he argues, or the point that he makes, which this is well known, I just saw it on a non-anarchist documentary recently as well. I don't remember which one. But there are actually so many laws, like so many federal laws, that the Department of Justice attempted to count them all and they gave up. So no one knows how many laws there are and no one knows what all of them are. There's a bunch of laws that no one even knows that they exist because they made so many of them. Even the Department of Justice couldn't count them all. So there's so many laws that no one's logically followed. And this guy basically made this book of how you can basically all the ways you can become a federal criminal and all the like ridiculous laws that there are. And yeah, there's it's definitely a lot because, yeah. I mean, he didn't even get them all through this. He obviously didn't cover them in the whole book. It's not that big of a book. Yeah. But, yeah, it's just so you have these the federal laws that, as someone else said, are also backed up by the local government as well. But we don't even know everything that's illegal.
Yeah.
Okay, so are you guys all anarchists?
No.
No.
Not at all.
Okay, well, here's my argument against those points. Well, I guess it's not even against those, because I agree with those in theory. The thing is, and well, okay, so yes, we do have a large government, but I don't think that we can get to a smaller government by just... Well, I guess I'd love to hear what your thoughts are on how we get to anarchy then. If you because the only way I people, see it...
There's a small government.
Is if the government collapses. All the
people.
Okay. Keep going, Sean. I'm sorry.
No. It was just a dumb joke, but I forgot to set up the punchline.
hey, it happens. But okay, basically, my point was just like, yeah, I don't see how we can just cut off or like after a collapse, even after a collapse, if we just didn't have a government, I think the vast majority of people would still just reinstate a government.
Yeah.
So my thing
is
well,
you, Joe, here.
No, it'd probably be worse, though, honestly. It'd probably just be, like, a mega corporation saying, all right, you work for us now.
Zimbabwe Dominoes. Anyway.
Which is why I say, we should have a constitution.
I mean,
I actually forgot a previous point I meant to make. I'll just say this really quick, and then, Joey, you can go off. I just wanted to, I was just thinking about this. This is where I was leading that whole federal crime thing to. I didn't even finish my thought. Basically, the reason I was saying that, and the reason that like libertarians don't really talk about this, not for any particular reason, it's just not something that we even think about. But a lot of things that are federal crimes aren't passed by Congress. Congress passes a law saying you must like it is now a law that you must follow all policies put forward by the USPS, let's say, or the FDA. So the FDA passes a new rule of, oh, you can't do this. Congress doesn't pass it. They just say you have to follow all their guidelines. And then that company can make government branch can make whatever guidelines they want. And those all become new federal laws. So that was like the thing that no one really talks about or thinks about. And I think we all kind of have to pay more attention to that all the laws we have aren't even like passed by Congress. It can just be made by like some dude from the post office.
Correct.
Yeah, and let's not forget that also a lot of the times the corporations are the ones writing this legislation, and then it's just submitted to legislators who then pass it. So,
But also another part is like with the Senate and the House and stuff, bills are the worst thing because like it allows Republicans, like conservatives and progressives, to work together. They're like, all right, so the progressives want like more funding for inner city schools. Well, the conservatives could be like, we don't want that unless we could get more funding for inner city police stations and stuff like that. And then tyranny just collapses into there. And that's probably one of the biggest problems in Congress is the bill system.
Well, yeah. I mean, technically, the progressives, conservatives are the same thing. They just fight for different things, but they all do it through taxation. They all do it through violence. Mm. So really, like, it doesn't matter what they go for. Like, yeah, they all end up being the same thing in the end.
I know
it all become laws.
Yeah.
I know we all say that and whatnot, but in the end, like, it's a good point. But in the end, they are, like, two separate things. Like, with us, like, they're clearly different from us, and they're just the same thing when you compare them to us. But in the end, they are different things.
Yeah, I think they're different. I don't think communists and Nazis are the same thing. That's like a horseshoe centrist thought. I'm not really
like, yeah, like they share similar aspects, but are they the same thing? Nah.
I'm pretty sure at least Hitler's National Socialism took a lot of the principles from communism.
Yeah, but like, I mean, one of the main things between communism and like hardcore fascism is the ultra-nationalist aspect of fascism, while communism is more of the
global,
international, yeah, global.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, that's why.
Like, the goal of communism is a global revolution.
Yeah. So I mean, I don't know really why I said anything about that. I don't know.
They're also hugely different culturally. There's so many things that go into it. I mean, to say that like your standard, I know this isn't all like feminist, but the modern like on college Marxist feminist type thing, their cultural views are the complete opposite of, let's say, someone like a Nazi or really, really any fascist. Unless, I mean, there are the Nazi communist like Nazbols, but other than little Nazbol, it's really pretty much just, you have like the Nazis and communists culturally, they're like totally opposite. Well, I mean, Marx himself, and Stalin and Lenin were different, but the modern like college communist, the modern college Marxist, is not. I don't think they're really comparable to a Nazi. I mean, authoritarianism wise, maybe, but culturally and economically, in both cases, no. And then there's also different, like, I'd say anarcho-communists are relatively authoritarian in some ways, but in other ways they're also anti-authority. Like, they're anti-state, but they're pro. They want a committee of elected people to tell them what to do. But it's,
I thought anarcho-communists were just people. I thought anarcho-communists were just people who want to live in communes and have an egalitarian society.
No, no, that's the goal of communism. But no,
ancoms want a committee.
Yeah,
that's
egalitarian society, pretty much, in a commune.
It depends on the
area. That whole Nazi communist, like, I think that comes from public schools, because that's how I was taught.
Yeah.
That they're just like other ends of the spectrum. Yeah, it was like.
I mean,
well, the public school system enforces right and left dichotomies, which are completely false.
Yes, they do.
But
I remember we did a one of those political compass tests, and I was a libertarian, and they didn't have a place for me because they drew a straight line.
Yeah, you're obviously,
so they put me on both sides.
I mean, if you want to talk about the public school thing really quick, with them teaching that communism and fascism are like two hands of the same logic. No, that's not a good metaphor.
Two sides of the same
coin.
Yeah.
God damn, bro. I'm on 2 hours of sleep, like usual. But I was just learning about that this week, in fact, that they are two sides of the same coin. Like,
yeah,
it's the same thing that they teach in all public schools, and it's crazy.
I think that, yeah, I mean, just keeping with the public schools thing, I think that's something libertarians should talk about more, the indoctrination.
Some are big on it. Oh, yeah. I mean, you have the School Sucks podcast. You have Dave Smith rant. Yeah, dude. Oh my god.
I'm gonna listen.
I think I mentioned this on one of our other episodes that we did. But there's one thing that you really got to check out. I think it's called like Our Connection to Nazi Germany or something. Look up School Sucks podcast, Connection to Nazi Germany. And he goes through how our school system is based off the Prussian school system. And he did a huge, long podcast with Dave Smith on how that basically ends you at a, basically at like a Nazi, you end in like the Nazi mindset of the ultra-nationalism, your government's always right, all that kind of stuff. And it comes from the Prussian school system, came from equestrian sports and like training animals. So breeding animals, breeding horses, and domesticating them, they just applied those theories to children, and that's what our school system is based off of. What so it's not good. But you have the School Sucks podcast that's huge on it. Thaddeus Russell is hugely against public school. Brian Kaplan, I think is his last name. He just finished a book on I think it's called The Case Against Education.
Yeah.
And it's just a long form write up on the problems of public school. Libertarians definitely do talk about it, but I do think you're right that they need to talk about it more because no one like knows when they talk about it. And then the ones that do talk about it are far and few in between. Like Scott Horton basically says the public school is pretty much equal to prison. So he definitely talks about it. Like I said, Dave Smith has talked about it. The School Sucks podcast. Apparently the guy from the School Sucks podcast did a series because a bunch of people got pissed at him when he posted the first video that was they were like, oh, you can't say that we have the same school system the Nazis did, and he was like, oh yeah, I wanna bet. And he did a bunch of he did multiple hour long episodes on all the different connections and all the different ways. Like a guy, some American guy from the government went over to all the East Europe and saw the Prussian system being used and was like, oh, this is great. And then he convinced the people here to bring it back. But there's like direct links back to Nazi Germany and loads of other crazy stuff. But I would definitely recommend checking out that video. I'll probably drop the
link. I will. Yeah.
So check out oh god, I don't want to get the name wrong, but it's a Murray Rothbard book. It's called Free and Compulsory. That's a good book. Yeah. And that's it goes back to the actual American school system and how religious zealots of the 1700s and 1800s really wanted their Presbyterian schooling in force, and then they took that from the Prussian model and all this other stuff, and it was very nice.
Yeah, I would ascribe my public schooling years to why I'm libertarian today. I don't know about you guys, but growing up in public schools where I am, every history teacher was far left. Every single one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure you guys
had a conservative teacher.
I have never had one. Yeah.
My brother was telling me they covered up Trump on one of those posters where they give you all the presidents of the United States. The teacher put a post-it note over Trump.
No, I did have one conservative teacher.
So did I.
In high school.
I remember walking.
Well, a language teacher?
No, but it was great too. So off of a dare, I wore a MAGA hat to school a couple of days. And the French teacher gave me extra credit, so I started wearing it more often.
Yeah, I remember walking down the halls. Sorry. I remember when I was in high school, probably sophomore year, I was just walking down the hall, and I saw this poster, and it said, "Black people are human too." And I just stopped.
Yes.
I was like,
"You don't say
what?" I can't even believe this is up on my public school wall right now. That's what public schooling is right now.
Is it public school great?
Yeah, we hate it.
Fantastic.
Public school is a complete joke.
Now you guys all sound like a bunch of racists. People are gonna fucking twist that to hell.
The thing is, the person who wrote it is the person who is racist.
Oh, of course, because
It didn't even have to be written. That, I mean, that is just...
That's like a basic...
Yeah.
that other races are human, you know?
Hey, guys, I was watching Nat Geo, and guess what they said? You're not going to believe this. We need to put it on a sign. Did all you guys know that black people were people, too? Oh, my God.
Yeah. Sometimes I just need a reminder, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes I forget.
I'd love to hear what people like down south, like what their experience is with public schooling, because I have a feeling it's different. I hope it's different.
I have a story.
Poorly funded, that's all I know.
The signs don't say that. They say the opposite.
They say the South won. They say, you know, the South really won the war.
Well, no, they do actually teach that, so...
Yeah, they call it the War of Northern Aggression.
No, they
the
don't.
The signs just say, remember, the North started the Civil War.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. I have...
Yeah, no.
He got so mad, good. I'm sorry, Steve.
No, I got excited, sorry.
That's a bet!
But still, no, the Confederates shot first. The Confederates shot first.
That's true. And they succeeded first.
Did JFK shoot first?
Throughout the island.
JFK shot first, whoever asked.
How dare you not want to go along with Operation Northwood? Shots fired.
Oh, shit, the CIA are outside again. Damn it.
But my 10th and 11th grade literature teacher, or English teacher, she was a conservative. She was so scared to, like, actually admit it. I was like, bro, like, just please, like, say that you like what you are. Like, it's not a big deal.
And then I got my teacher. Sorry. Yeah, but then I got my teacher over here who's like preaching communism, and you know, we're reading all these. I wish I could remember the name right now, but there was this one guy that he would always have us read. This certain teacher, and I looked him up, and he's an actual communist. Yeah. And we're reading this every class, like
Marx,
crazy.
Engels,
Emma Goldman,
Richard Wolff.
No, it was like maybe it ended in like Zimmerman or something, but I forgot.
Zimmerman.
George Zimmerman, our racist commie.
Yeah.
He God damn! All the kid wanted to do was go home with the Arizona bag of Skittles.
Yeah, but then he got jumpy and got shot, so...
He got mugged.
Come on, why doesn't the black African-American youth know they're not supposed to walk on grass?
Hold on. We saw the posters. We know they're humans, too. Relax.
Yeah, I learned this in public school.
Honestly, I'm surprised that he's still alive. George Zimmerman, I mean.
You know he signs, like, his signature for people and shit. It's disgusting what he does. He wasn't. People ask for signatures of George Zimmerman, and like he'll sign them and be all proud of it. Like he signed a bag of Skittles just to fucking piss on the family.
Were any of you that neocon though that you actually like supported Zimmerman at the time? Because I was. I was like, this guy's innocent.
I was
conscious.
I was in Florida during the trial. The legend was watch that. It was
like I was pretty much on the fence for it. Like I was like if they find him guilty, then I guess I'll support like the charge, but like if not, then like if he got hit first, then I mean he shot someone that was attacking him. So that was kind of my argument, but
yeah, like we always figure out how to justify it, you know.
That was the same thing with Ferguson. I was like, they're just a bunch of like people destroying their own city. Like, get it together, guys. Like, just let the police do their job. And it was so bad.
Yep,
he wasn't even a cop. He was like a security guy.
Yeah. I don't even think he was that. He was like a neighborhood watch. He was on like the neighborhood.
Yeah,
he was
like
an actual security guard. He was just some volunteer dude who's.
Have you guys ever seen? Oh my gosh!
On the second one, he was the neighborhood watch.
If you ever want to watch just a funny video, this has nothing to do with libertarianism, really, but UNCHAP, just go on YouTube and watch UNCHAP. It's the United Neighborhood Citizens Home Appearance Patrol or something like that, and it's a fake group, and they go around and they, like, cite people for, like, random regulations, but it's funny because it's, like, a spit in the face to, like, that whole,
the
whole neighborhood, like, control aspect.
But
of
no, I never really hit much of a neocon phase. I was like, I just always called myself an independent because that's what my dad always called himself. So I always called myself an independent till 10th grade. I found out what libertarianism was. It seemed cool. I didn't really do any reading or research on it. It was just like, hey, less government, cops suck. And I was like, yeah, it's pretty much me. So I kind of went that way at 10th grade. And then I was like a probably like somewhat left libertarian. I mean, I didn't want like higher taxes or anything. I wasn't one of those like quote unquote like social libertarians, but I was like a comedian. Like the comedians that are left leaning but have some more libertarian ideals and kind of like dump on the government, but they're also kind of lefty. Like Jim Jeffries' gun bit, that was my policy on guns for like a year and a half, I'd say. And then
have you guys ever heard of Christopher Titus?
Yeah, no. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, he has a good idea on guns here. Arm the children.
Oh. Sean.
Yes.
I'm not against that.
Sean, take a gun.
I'd like a gun, please.
No, because here's the thing though. Solves school shooting, solves pedophiles. Solve child abuse.
I mean, like, I don't support the death penalty, so.
Oh, yeah. Actually, Joey, I do want to ask you about that. In New Hampshire, you said that you're a pacifist, and I feel like that can mean a lot of things, so I was wondering if you could just explain that, because it's pretty interesting.
Oh, sure. I mean, like above all, like, I just want people to just get along, like try to resolve things without violence. Like, I'm obviously a supporter of gun rights and whatnot for the people that want them, but like that shouldn't be your first option, I guess, is what like I support. And like, if you absolutely have to, like if like your family's getting held at gunpoint and you have to do something about it, that's absolutely understandable. I can totally understand that.
Okay.
But you know, like
you prefer the olive branch.
What? Yeah.
No, but you prefer the olive branch, correct?
I don't know what that means.
The diplomatic side. So
oh, yeah. 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 The law. Yeah. My biggest thing is just conflict avoidance. Yeah. So, but I mean, you know, have a means of defending yourself if you have to. Yeah. So,
Is defending like one's country?
No.
Is that okay? No.
No, that's some nationalist bullshit.
So, Boog Boys.
Boog Boys, I don't consider them as quote-unquote countrymen, but I get your sentiment, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean,
I mean, since I'm an anarchist, I don't really support, like, nations and countries and whatnot.
Right, and borders, like, yeah.
Yeah, but, like, I understand, like, where you're coming from. Yeah, like, I believe in solidarity, sure.
Do you understand, like, there's a difference between sovereignty and, like, nations, Joey?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, so you... Right. Because, like, there's always going to be a difference between nations. Like there can still be, like, a national sovereignty.
Sovereignty relies on property rights, is correct. What I'm going to say. And nations do not have that. Nations are, they're just, I guess the way that I see it is just government. In whatever form you want to say. It's some form of government.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I could be proven wrong, so. But my pacifist stance has, I guess, diminished over, like, since New Hampshire. Just because of
wasn't
all the
like
crazy what?
Wasn't that like a month ago?
Yes.
Things change.
How far
things diminish? Are happening fast.
I mean, I still believe in conflict avoidance, but like it's been, I guess, pushed because of all the crazy shit that's happened in the last month. We have LEMP, we have oh god, what happened the other day? Oh, the fucking
Megaphone.
Megaphone got arrested.
Yeah, Megaphone. And then like, as much as I hate to like, I guess spiritually endorse him, Durpinson or whatever the fuck his name was.
Yeah.
Like I can understand why he did it. And like like, you know, like I can like support him, I guess, in like spirit. Like a spirit, but you know, still just wrong thing to do.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, I guess I'm headed back towards my nihilist aids, and so whatever happens, happens. Whatever happens, happens. You know, I'm trying to get back to my absurdist phase, but yeah.
All right.
But anyway, so enough questioning me. Thank you. this is about libertarian, not me.
Yeah. I just was interested.
It's okay. I totally. It's okay.
Understand.
Do you want to talk about your radio stuff?
Oh yeah. So a while ago, okay. Well, I've had this idea from the moment I started this Snap group because, you know, when I started doing it, it was like, okay, so we have these Snapchat groups, but like, what if your phone's not working? Like, how useful is this really? And so that's kind of like when I started doubting, obviously not like the capability for it to connect people, but for it to be a lasting, community. And so basically I posted something like 3 months ago saying I was going to start working on it. Just because I don't have the know-how. I told you I did those cadet programs. I took hours of, internet or of not, of courses about, speaking on the radio, but I never really learned about like how, like all the different kinds of radios and all the technology behind it. You get some of that just from learning how to like hit a repeater, but, yeah, I did not have the know-how to do something like what we were trying to do. And the goal of it is to reach, we're trying to get it coast to coast, so East Coast, West Coast. But right now, we only got it down to the East Coast. I jumped ahead a little bit.
No, that's still really good considering it's the first experiment to get down
right.
Like, the entire coast. The way, so.
Yeah. So I'll go back a little bit more. I put together this like group chat of really knowledgeable people that I talked to for a while about radios and stuff. And we came to the conclusion that we can't really pull it off without everybody having ham radios. So that was kind of like, ugh, like that kind of sucked. But then this guy, and I want to shout him out because he took charge on this whole thing. You can find him on Instagram at notaxes2020.
Okay.
No spaces or anything. So he took the lead on this. He messaged me like, hey, I'm trying to do this thing on the 25th. And I was like, no way. I've been trying to do this for a couple months now. And we hit a wall. So I brought him in and we started working on it. And this is what I was talking about when I said that having a following enables you, because without all these people in the group chats, that would not have happened. Like, and this would never have happened, because obviously you need heads, you need bodies to make stuff happen. So basically after that we just you know, put the word out, and enough people were interested that decided we set a date, April 25th. Then we did it, we ran it, we got it from the East Coast down south, but we couldn't get past the Appalachians. That was the problem.
Virginia.
Yep, down there. So that's the issue we're facing right now. But, and then after that, I'm sure we'll face another mountain range we have to deal with, but that's part of the process, and it's going to become a monthly thing for us to try this. So, and we're not breaking any laws. This is all, you know, we're on the books doing this. You can do these things. Like, they don't own all the radio frequencies. So, yep, that's the plan. And, hope more people get involved. If you have more questions about the tech behind it, go to at notaxes2020 or boogcomrelay.
Okay.
Another really, really knowledgeable person about it on Instagram. And they love to answer questions about it too. I can't tell you how many questions they probably answered prior to this, because they don't have like huge followings, but they do have some. But when I posted it on my Snapchat, that's what drove so many people to them and what made it all possible. So that's what's going to happen in the future, too. So
yeah,
look out for that.
not to plug another podcast, but I believe the E Militia podcast also did an episode about radio comms, and that was really informative. Like I learned a good amount of stuff that I wouldn't have known if I did my own research and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I guess gotta plug the other guys because we're all in this together. So.
Oh yeah.
Renegade.
One big thing.
Is there a way? You, last question.
Absolutely.
Is there a way you can encrypt the radio communications? I don't know anything really about radio frequencies and stuff like that. But is there a way you can encrypt it so no like outside source can listen in? Because I know they can do it with phones. They can definitely do it with radio frequencies.
Yes, that's the extent of my knowledge. Yes, you can. How, I don't know, but yes, you absolutely can.
Will you guys be working on it or no?
Don't answer that.
Well, yeah, I don't know. Probably not, because it sounds like Joey says I shouldn't say anything. All right, cut that shit out. Cut that shit out.
Where somebody who is listening.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I guess you could. Like, I guess whoever really wants to find it can, but. I mean, I guess it's really not a big deal. I mean, I'm sure you could encrypt it without, like,
being, and the thing is,
being a pirate or whatnot, so.
Yeah, and even if we could, like, I've said this many times before, but I don't really think we can outsmart, like, the NSA, the FCC, you know? Like, these people probably have figured out a way. We definitely
can't outfund them, so.
Yeah,
I mean, I've obviously, I would never actually do such a thing because the government told me it's not okay, so I would never do it. But I always, I myself have always thought, like pirate radios were interesting. There's, the Modern Rogue on YouTube. They actually did a little episode on it. They had the wave so short where like. The guy could hear it four houses away in his car. Like that was it. He didn't have it turned up high at all. But I always thought it'd be cool to get like a transmitter or something and throw it in a room of the house that you use all that often. Because it's probably not healthy to be by like that high amount of radio waves. I don't know for sure. I just feel like you probably shouldn't be by that all the time.
Right.
But and then like running some like punk music off it or talking on it every once in a while that would reach like 2 miles away. I always thought that'd be like a cool experiment. Too bad I'll never do it. It's illegal. But
yeah, and part of the reason I would never do that is just because I don't even think I could get away with it, and I'm not going to take that risk because I'm more useful not in a position of, you know, having to defend myself in court or something.
Martyr gang.
No martyrs, only marks.
No. Yeah.
And no, I don't mean that in terms of guns, because guns are icky. Government said so.
Communist. The wooden ones are okay.
So. Yeah.
If they have wood on it, it's all right.
Yeah. But
those don't scare me.
Hmm?
Those guns don't scare me, the wood on them. I prefer orange. With the orange tip, though, those are normally the better, the less safest. Scary ones.
Yeah. What else? Heck. Fucking Zach, stop spamming memes in the chat.
Did we have another topic?
I think we've pretty much covered most of it.
Does anyone else have any other questions? No. Or... Really?
Wait, no, there is one question. Oh my god. Let me find it. I wouldn't live with myself. From our group chat, what is the best way to prepare for anything if you can't buy or own?
Probably reading. Probably working on your brain. Because that's the best tool you have. Yeah. I really, really, really believe in reading, especially at a young age. And especially if you're... I'm not, like, really a drug user, but I do know people who use drugs, like smoking weed. I'm sure lots of the people listening to this smoke weed.
Yeah.
So that does do that's definitely gonna do damage on you if you're young. So the best thing you can do,
sure,
if you're gonna,
crack, not weed.
Yeah, if you're gonna be doing that, exercise and read every day, because if you're not doing those things, you're just gonna ruin yourself for the long term.
Or even if you're not, just exercise and read anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just give it. Give yourself that edge on life.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah.
No, I mean, like, exercising just makes you feel better. But, you know, you're not a 300-pound blubber walking around.
Yeah, and you know what? Like, you can go to sleep that night.
Don't feel bad.
You can go to sleep that night feeling like you did something, and you're gonna sleep that much better.
Yeah.
Especially right now during all this when half the people are just sitting at home. So
Yeah.
I had switched to running. I don't really lift weights anymore. I'm like, might as well get like totally like no fat on me. Just lean, killing machine.
Get both done. You know, like get a backpack, put some weights in it and just go running with that.
Yeah.
You know, go into the woods every single time you have an opportunity.
Absolutely.
100% of the time that you have an opportunity, just go. It doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't matter if you're just walking in the woods or if you're deciding to just, you know, follow a trail or whatever. Like, just go into the woods, and it's another, like, therapy.
You never know
I think.
What's going to happen.
Yeah.
No, like, crazy. One time I enlisted, actually, with the military before I went full libertarian. I'm still with them and all, but, over the summer, a bunch of the people before going to boot camp, we went out into the woods and we found like a Marine. I ended up taking one a beer run, made $30.
Oh,
cool!
Boom! Look what happens when you go in the woods.
Every time you go in the woods, you make $30 off a stranger.
Or learn the plants around you too. That's a big tip I can say. Learn what is garlic. That's one of the biggest things you can learn in the woods right now. It's sprouting everywhere. It's green stalky plants with white flowers on top. It's one of the most nutritious foods you can get out there.
And right now you have the world's information at your fingertips. Just bring your phone into the woods and learn about the things around you. Like, you have it all right there.
Yeah.
But if I could give a more like
after that, even I don't know, but
yeah,
we gotta get a hiking group together eventually.
Definitely. Yes,
shit. I mean we got good.
Like, we should all go do that. Go DT. That would be cool.
I mean, summer's coming, guys.
Yeah,
and we got. I'll meet you guys down there.
Good forest.
Really? You would come
down?
Oh
yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, I said we could do like a Pinelands.
I guess
Pinelands,
if I came up there, you can come down there or come here. Oh
yeah.
Come down here. Fuck it.
No, we should go before the meeting.
That's like the best part of my snap groups is I've gotten to like go to these meetups and hang out with you guys.
Yeah.
It's just like it's like the rewarding part of it when I get to see it in action.
Yeah, for sure.
But so going back to the question that you asked originally, if I could give a more like physical answer, it would be like having a bug out bag, prepping food storage. Just think about your family, really. Stuff like that. Having your like life stuff together, like money, just like having yourself an organized person. I mean, you don't want to be doing that during a time of crisis or whatever it is. Have your stuff squared away before, and it's just off your conscience.
Yeah. So basic rule of life.
Yeah, literally.
Learn how to garden.
Yeah. Yeah, we were just talking about all of our gardens.
Yeah.
And my crappy apple tree.
We were talking about gardening beforehand.
Plant a garden, he says. Be financially stable, he says. Be an ANCAP, they say.
Oh, no, I don't say that.
The silver's going to get here eventually. All right, guys, there's a delay in the mailing. It'll be here.
Buy Bitcoin. Get Bitcoin.
No economics, they say. Listen to it, they say.
We're all Keynesians now.
Don't follow any of your own advice, they say.
What did this just turn into?
Turned into Keynes being the greatest economist the world has ever seen.
Amen. We're all going. Absolutely. We're all going to die in the long haul. What difference does it make?
Yep.
Also, yeah. Yeah. Time to put Keynes to shame for being a gay economist, I guess.
I don't think that's his biggest downfall.
Yeah.
Put him to shame for being gay.
Yeah. There's a new gay economist in town, Keynes.
And he's Austrian.
Is he actually gay?
What?
Was he actually gay?
He's a pedo, too.
He was actually gay?
I'm not... Yeah, he was very open about it.
He was a pedophile.
I did not know that.
I don't know anything about that. I'm not going to comment. I'm not going to smear the guy like that. But
No, I'm just saying, like, when we get off of this, you can Google it. But it's pretty crazy.
I will be Googling that.
Yeah, it is. I was a little disturbed. I mean, it wasn't like Epstein pedophilia. It was like Elvis pedophilia when you're like above the age. Well, didn't he marry like a 14-year-old?
I don't
know. So it's like Greek pedophilia. It's no big deal. Yeah. There's been numerous studies where just harm the boys at all. Come on.
But I mean,
but did they consent though?
No, it's only right if the parent consents, all right?
In an ANCAP world.
Where are we venturing?
I'm looking at it now.
This podcast.
No parents, no bedtimes, boys.
No school.
I'm looking at
yeah,
it.
Yeah, tried that once. Yeah,
like,
and then they said worse. No online. You know, we live in a great time. We have the internet, but we also have the internet, guys.
Yeah,
it's a double. I can't tell like means being a pedophile.
A lot of kids are like.
One of the comments on the article goes, he's a lot worse than the child molester. He's a Kenyan, or Kenyan is a
Keynesian.
I lost how to say words.
Keynesian economist.
wait, John Maynard Keynes is a Keynesian economist? Really?
I thought research, and it turns out that Murray Rothbard is a Rothbardian.
Whoa.
Wait, like
a Mises? He's a Misesian?
And Adam Smith is a Smithsonian Museum.
Wait, I thought all
he is?
Yeah.
So
Mark is a retard?
Renegade is a renegade?
Oh shit, he's a Fortnite man. Wait, not Fortnite. TikTok. Damn it.
Oh yeah, that
Fortnite dance.
Oh yeah, I got another topic that we could talk about. I've never talked about this before. Where I got my name from, and I never really had to address it until this TikTok song came out, and then I was like, I hope people don't think that's what it is. Cause... No, it was it is a song I got it from, but it's Eminem. It's a song called Renegade. With Jay-Z, so that's where I got it from. Because I was 15 and I was just, you know, bumping Eminem. Yeah,
I think that's everyone when
they're
15.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I never listened to Eminem. Like
I did for a long time.
Yeah, we can tell, Joey.
Hip hop was not my thing. What's that supposed to mean?
Mr. Pacifist.
Okay.
I'm kidding.
Tendencies? Are you saying I'm
kidding.
I'm going
Joey.
To.
I love Joey.
I'm gonna end your life, Renegade, right now. I don't even care. Like I'm literally gonna violate the nap and just destroy you.
It's you or the feds.
I can't allow that.
Hmm.
I said I can't allow that. A violation of the NAP.
Violation.
There seems to be the problem tonight.
I would also, yeah. Also, the group chats would die if I died. I mean,
you filthy egoist.
No, ultimate
Sterner is honestly really cool.
I mean, there's some aspects to egoism that I get a little
His wife died and he just took the milk money. Like, leave him alone.
Like, his argument, kind of the idea that the only right is might, from a purely logical way, I mean, that it's kind of true. Like, you could say that the non-aggression principle is, like, property rights and everything. But if someone just comes on your property and just steals your stuff, then you can't just look at the sky and say my rights were. So I mean, yeah. I kind of get where he's. I still think that NAP would be the best way. Yeah, exactly. That was kind of his like natural kind of thing. But I think that if you look at like, I do think the NAP would be the least savage, most civil way to run a society. But I kind of get egoism, but I also don't really, I couldn't get on board with it because whether you want to call it morality, whether you want to call it ethics, I like those. So like in an anarcho-capitalist thing, or just most civilized people, someone would say like, oh, that girl's cute and I would like to be with a lady. I'm not going to do it by force because that would make her feel bad and it's wrong. And the egoist would say, you know what, I could rape her, but someone might shoot me after. So in my own self-interest of not getting harmed, I better not do it. And I just feel like that's like,
a very piss-poor way of justifying rape.
Yeah, it seems almost as if like you thought about it before. You know what I mean? Just like, what if?
Yeah.
I also feel like rapists don't really care about the end result. It's more like an instant gratification. Thing because it is like common that I might get shot or I might get punished still now.
Yeah. It's about pleasing the ego, as Stirner would say.
Well, but also I did a lot of ethics research. And the weird thing is I have divine command, just say it's all the way on the left, not like on a political spectrum, and all the way to the right. Like, divine command, like, the Bible says this, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt respect neighbor, whatever bullshit. And then on the right, it says, it's happiness, egoism. Rights are closer to divine command, like, authoritarian, fist down, which I feel like libertarian or, like, anarcho-capitalism.
I don't think the Bible does talk about an iron fist ruler, though. You know, the Bible describes the Lord as just a loving, caring person.
No, I mean by, like, the rules, the ethics, the morals from the Bible. That's how we're describing it. The morals are, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not do this. But rights would be closer to that side, which is, like, a great way to describe Ancapistan.
Don't kill other people. Don't hurt other people. Don't steal things. What is the Ten Commandments? Don't hurt other people. Yeah. Don't kill other people. Don't steal things.
And that's the exact thing with, like, egoism. Doesn't really work with anarcho-capitalism. Just because you have no right to hurt another person or hurt or do something or violate the NAP, correct? But with egoism, it has no right to be... to be allowed to be a consideration in anarcho-capitalism.
Yeah, I mean, and then you also have avaricianism, which I feel like is really similar to egoism. It's basically just social Darwinism. It's basically anarcho-capitalism without the NAP, is how anyone who subscribes to it describes it. It's kind of rough.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, that was very off topic.
Yeah, I think that's about wrap-up time when you get that off-topic.
Do you have any further comments, Lib?
Sorry, yeah. Are we doing, like, the outro? I'm sorry, I just lost my jewel, so I'm just looking for it. I'm kidding.
Hey, bro, don't tell anyone, but I got some mango pods if you want to buy them all.
No way.
All right, we'll talk after.
Dude. I bought a bunch before they banned them. You know, that agorism. I bought them.
That's funny.
my favorite ugly boy.
they're still selling them in Canada, I'm pretty sure.
Can we stop the stream, please?
We might have to take a truck trip over there.
Can we do the outro?
Any last words for any like motivation, whatever you want to say, last comments?
Okay. Yeah, just say where we can find your stuff and that kind of thing.
All right. Yeah, okay. You can find me on Instagram at libertarian_renegade. Snapchat is lib_renegade. And then I have a Discord that I post on my Instagram sometimes. So if you don't have Snapchat, that's a good place to also get involved in the groups because there are also regional groups on my Discord. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Cool.
Thanks for having me on, guys. This is awesome.
Absolutely.
Thanks for coming on, Dad.